Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With a look at the flooding and other storm damage in Massachusetts, we're joined now by Chris Bessie, a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, that historic flooding on the North Shore and the South Shore yesterday, as well as parts of the Cape, I mean, what are we hearing? What do we know about the damage and the road conditions there this morning?
So as you mentioned, you know, we saw pretty significant flooding yesterday afternoon all the way up from the North Shore and through Boston down to the South Shore and Inner Cape as well. But, you know, we really saw pretty significant flooding in all those areas. We've been in contact with the communities along the coast, working with them to see what their needs are and what they may need from us at the state level. At the moment, they're still sort of assessing the damage about what's going on. Some of the water has receded as the high tide went out, but some of that water is still there. So they're, you know, as they get some daylight today, are going to go back out and see what that damage may look like. But at the moment, we're not aware of any significant issues, and there may be some road closures, although they're relatively localized.
Where was it the worst?
From a flooding perspective, you know, I think it was really pockets all the way up and down the coast. Again, we saw everything up from Plum Island and Newburyport area through downtown Boston proper to Scituate, you know, and everywhere in between in some fashion. You know, Gloucester, we saw pretty significant pictures of flooding. Revere,
Quincy.
Quincy, Weymouth. You know, there was really, you know, really wasn't even one area. It was a large portion of the coastline.
Now, most outages, we're told, have been restored this morning, but there were people who needed to go to emergency shelters, I assume. What do we know about that?
There were. So yesterday we had a high of about 20-something thousand customers without power, which is a decent number, although, you know, thankfully a lot lower than it could have been. And as of this morning, you know, some great progress has been made overnight. As of a few minutes ago, around 6 o'clock this morning, there's only about 300 customers in the state without power. So that's really a great number for the majority of those people who had power. Obviously, those that still without power are still have issues, but that small number hopefully is something the utility crews can tackle today. And there were some shelters opened up yesterday and overnight. As of now, I'm aware of about 7 shelters across the state, but the population in those is pretty low. The majority of information we're getting is that people who were displaced or had to leave their home were able to stay with friends or family or make other arrangements.
So what's the focus today? Is it cleaning up before things freeze? I mean, what are you working on? You know, what's the first priority today?
So sort of a couple issues we're coordinating here. So still looking at those power outage numbers and working with the utilities to see, you know, when those will be back online, particularly given those cold temperatures that are coming in, knowing that, you know, if people are without power in those cold temperatures, it could be dangerous. But when we're down to about that 300 customers, it's, you know, hopefully a manageable number that they can get to. Additionally, we're working with the communities as they look, you know, today and try to clean up some of that flood damage and push that snow out of the way before it does freeze, working with them to see if there's any request from us and sort of a damage assessment process will begin today.
All right, Chris Bessie with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Stay safe.